Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, October the 15th, 2020. Moody's Investors Service has said that the government's second round of stimulus will spur consumer spending in the near term, but support to economic growth will be minimal. After a long clamour for fiscal stimulus, the government had on October the 12th come up with measures with direct fiscal support to people and states and to generate demand. These included a leave travel concession, cash voucher scheme and special festival advance for government employees and Rs 12,000 crore interest-free loan to states and Rs 25,000 crore additional capex. Bengaluru Central Crime Branch has today searched actor Vivek Oberoi's house in connection with the sandalwood drug case related to Vivek's brother-in-law Aditya Alva. Aditya was absconding in a drug case registered at Cottonpet Police Station in Bengaluru. More than 15 people have been arrested in this case, including Kannada film actor Ragini Divedi, Sanjana Galrani, Viren Khanna, realtor Rahul Tonze and a few Nigerian nationals. Indian equity benchmarks today fell by over 2% as Sensex slid back below the 40,000 mark. With this, the markets have snapped their best run of 10 consecutive days of gain in over 13 years. The markets opened lower and the losses bulged in the afternoon as Western markets started opening up. Rattled by the Mumbai police probe that showed some TV news channels were manipulating TRPs, the Broadcast Audience Research Council or BARC India has decided to pause the rating system with immediate effect and undertake a review. The BARC board has stated that its technical committee would review and augment the current standards of measuring and reporting the data of niche genres to improve their statistical robustness and significantly thwart the potential attempts of infiltrating panel homes. This exercise would cover all Hindi, regional, English news and business news channels, according to a press statement issued today. Actor Rajnikanth has today paid Rs 6.56 lakh property tax, including penalty for his marriage hall, and said an appeal should have been made to the city corporation and the mistake of rushing to court could have been avoided. Greater Chennai Corporation said the actor paid Rs 6 lakh 56,000 towards property tax for his marriage hall at Kodambakkam. The Rs 6 lakh plus tax for 2021 first half year includes late pay penalty of Rs 9,386, the civic body said, adding it was paid by way of a check. Cinemas in several parts of the country opened after almost 7 months today. While theatres and multiplexes will remain closed in states like Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Chhattisgarh, they will open in several places including Delhi and parts of Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat with stringent do's and don'ts in keeping with the new COVID-19 normal. That's it today from the newsroom. Tune in tomorrow morning for our feature show, The Lead. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the Deccan Herald app. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/DeccanHeraldNews.